The COVID-19 pandemic is hitting West Michigan hard. One major hospital system expects to reach capacity in a matter of days as cases continue to climb. For more on the surge in the region, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Doug.
You covered a press conference that Spectrum Health held yesterday. Spectrum is the largest hospital system in West Michigan. What are they seeing right now?
Well, we've been seeing cases of coronavirus rise for weeks now in West Michigan and Northern Michigan, really lots of parts of Michigan. And with that, we've been seeing the number of people in the hospital rising pretty much every day. And people at hospitals have been warning now for weeks saying, you know, we got to turn this around. We got to do something about this. This could start to affect other activities at the hospital, other procedures at the hospital. And yesterday they said, we're at that point now. And Tina Friis-Decker, who's the CEO of Spectrum Health, she says the rise in cases, the rise in people in the hospital also means more people are dying.
We are starting to see more deaths in the last 3 weeks. The mortality rate for those hospitalized with COVID-19 in West Michigan is about 1 in every 10 people. And so that's very concerning.
1 out of every 10 people. At Spectrum Health alone, there are 290 people in the hospital with COVID-19. At Mercy Health St. Mary's, which is also in Grand Rapids, there are 48 people in the hospital. At Metro Health, there are 38 people in the hospital.
As we mentioned a moment ago, Spectrum Health says they will reach capacity in a matter of days. What happens when they do reach capacity?
The executives at Spectrum say that capacity is sort of a flexible term. Right now, they can create more beds. And the first thing that they do to clear out more beds in the hospital system is they start postponing surgeries. Any non-emergency surgery that requires an overnight stay will now be postponed at Spectrum Health. That's also true at Metro Health, which is in the Grand Rapids area, and at Mercy Health Hospital in Muskegon. That's one thing they can do to sort of create more capacity. But if more people continue showing up in the hospital with COVID-19, and all signs in West Michigan right now is that that will continue to happen, then they have to make some really tough choices.
The Detroit area was one of the hardest hit areas in the country in the spring. What's different about how it's playing out now in West Michigan?
Well, one difference is that people in West Michigan had more time to plan. So they've stocked up on things like personal protective equipment. There's plenty of ventilators. That's really not a concern at this point. The biggest issue right now is staffing. If you remember in the spring, when Detroit was a hotspot, New York was a hotspot, they called in extra workers, called in extra nurses and doctors from other regions to help out. Well, that's not really an option right now in West Michigan or really anywhere because there's so many hotspots. And that also limits the options for something like a field hospital, like we saw in Detroit when the TCF Center opened. In West Michigan, they spoke about this yesterday. Dr. Daryl Amuchi, who's president of Spectrum Health West Michigan, says there's active discussions about possibly opening a field hospital, but they're just not sure they had the doctors and nurses to staff it.
Even if we had another site with hundreds of beds available, staffing will absolutely be an issue if we got to that point.
And so that's the big, big difference with what happened in Detroit. It's not PPE, it's not beds, it's people.
Dustin, we're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. The traditional 4-day weekend for the holiday is one of the busiest travel holidays here in the U.S., one of the most popular for family gatherings. What are doctors saying about being safe this year?
They're saying don't gather. It's really sad, and you know, no one likes saying it, but the answer is clear from the doctors at the hospitals, from the public health people, certainly in West Michigan. It is not safe to gather with anyone outside of your household, even close family, even in a small group. They're saying coronavirus is just everywhere right now. It's spreading in these small groups. So they're saying keep a distance.
Are there any signs that this could turn around anytime soon?
No. Not in West Michigan. I mean, you know, one thing we look at is the test positivity rate. That's the percentage of COVID-19 tests that come back positive. That continues to go up. The executives at Spectrum yesterday said there's usually about an 8 to 14 day lag when they see an increase in testing, and then they see people showing up in the hospital. And right now, those positivity rates are still going up, so they still expect the number of people in the hospital to rise.
Okay, that's Dustin Dwyer, who covers West Michigan for us. Dustin, thanks.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.